on this very refreshing morning. I'm so glad to see all of you here. As you may realize, Keith is not with us this morning. He's taking a well-deserved break until Tuesday. If there are any questions or concerns that cannot wait until then, please feel free to contact the office or myself directly, and we will do our best to help you. And I will invite you now just to take a couple of moments, take a deep breath, and prepare your hearts and minds for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And to each kind of seed, its own body. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a physical body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. The word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
Those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those that abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good for you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure that you get back. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, that's a pretty full gospel that we just heard. I could probably preach 3 or 4 sermons out of that. I won't, I promise. It's a little too early in the morning for me to be doing that. But there's just so much in this. What we have here is called the Sermon on the Plain, much like the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, but it's Jesus' whole teaching, really. And it's full of great lines like turn the other cheek and love your enemies and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Just all the classic Jesus stuff, the things that everyone attributes to him, the things that even people who don't show up in church on a Sunday morning know. And I think that it basically unfolds not only Jesus' spiritual agenda, but his social one as well. I mean, it's easy to see the radical love and compassion in this part of the text. All the things about loving others, it's brimming with that abundant giving that Jesus is so fond of. And I think that that's what most people want to focus on in this passage, that almost excessive giving. You couple that with the very passive nature of the turning of the other cheek, and it would seem that what Jesus is advocating is a very compliant and gentle demeanor, an almost unworldly holiness that is unruffled and unfazed in the face of a deeply sinful world. And yet I can't help thinking that that's missing the point. Because I totally agree that this is laying out Jesus' notions of social justice, but I just do not see them as passive or gentle or that sort of turn the other cheek submissive. I see them as very powerfully calling out the status quo, the privileged, the mighty, the Roman law keepers, the people up in the temple. To put some context on this passage, Jesus has, in this part of Luke, gone up the mountain to pray to God, and when he descends, there's a crowd of people who are looking for healing. He heals them of the unclean spirits, and then he begins this sermon on the plain. And it begins with a version of the Beatitudes that you probably heard last week that also incorporates the woes. Woe to the rich, woe to the well-fed, woe to those who are well-spoken of. And I think that has some connection to what's going on here, because those first verses, they call out the wealthy and the powerful. They call out the establishment. And what we have here, this turn the other cheek and give your shirt away to the man who took your coat, that's not passive. That's not submissive. That's not Jesus telling people, oh, just take your lot in life because you will get rewards after you die. It's resistance. Turning the other cheek isn't about letting people hit you twice or being unafraid to take punishment for your faith. It isn't just about being the bigger person and not resorting to violence or all the other things that you might have been told in Sunday school. It's about the fact that when a superior struck your face, they would backhand you, and by offering them the other cheek, they can't hit you in an appropriate manner. The right-handed smack with the back of the hand, you're telling them to hit you inappropriately. You are daring them to openly challenge you as an equal by striking you with their palm. The man who takes your coat is extorting you. And by giving him your shirt, which really means the inner garment in this case, you're going to be naked. And that highlights the injustice, and it shows how truly shameful his greed is. These acts, they aren't passive. They aren't about acceptance or acquiescence to violence and oppression. They are truly statements of radical social change. And I think the most telling are the verses that are often the less quoted ones. What good is it to love those who love you? Even sinners do that. Now, when I was busy on Friday and Saturday moving things from my mom's house with my sister, I hadn't really looked too much at my sermon, and I was a little bit worried about it. But my boyfriend said, "Don't worry, because you've preached this gospel to me 57 times in the last couple of weeks. You could do it with your eyes closed." And that's true. I do love to quote these lines. I think they're underrated. But I really think that they explain everything. We all want to think that we're good. We all want to call our intentions well-meaning. We want to believe that the people that we love are good, that they are always kind and caring because they are kind and caring to us. And frankly, that's not always true. And it's often an excuse to not have to do what is really here. Because here's the thing, it's easy to be nice to people who look and think and act like us. It is easy to be nice to our friends and family. It's easy to be nice to our community. That's not loving in the way that Jesus wants us to be. When he preaches this sermon on the plains, he's not telling the people, just be kind and friendly to the neighbors, don't kick small children, and, you know, be agreeable. He's saying that the kingdom of heaven comes when we throw out the idea that privilege is somehow earned, that the powerful and the mighty are better than the poor and the lowly. He is saying that the world will change when you stop thinking about your rights and freedoms and start thinking about your obligations to one another. And he is saying that being radically loving, sacrificially loving, God-level canonically loving, isn't about letting the world run over you and being a doormat. It's about the strength that it takes to resist cruelty. It's about the grace that it takes to love humanity, not because they love you, because they deserve to be loved. And it's about the humility it takes to be vulnerable and open to those you are asking to trust you. Now, I could wrap this all up here with a sweet little platitude about being kind to others who don't share a worldview and holding hands across divides. But to be honest, I think that takes the teeth out of this sentiment. Because what we're being asked to do here is very hard. Loving is hard. I'm not going to deny that. And Jesus is giving us two examples of love. Stand up against the person who is doing the slapping, and give even more to the person who is doing the begging. Different acts of love for different social statuses, different acts of love for different situations. It's love. It's not passive. It's not agreeable for agreeable sake, and it is especially not placating or enabling of a social status and a status quo. This love that we are called to, it's hopeful, it's strong, it's good. And that level of love, that radical love, it is absolutely here in each and every single one of us. Amen. And I will invite you to stand as you are able. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And I will invite you now to a position of prayer that is most comfortable for you.
God remembers our frailty. Let us pray to him now. When conflicts threaten to disrupt our fellowship in the church community, deal with our frustrations and anger, and give us grace to forgive. May we love one another
as you have loved us.
When the luggage we carry from the past interferes with our capacity to cope with the present, heal the damage from our memories and transform our experience for good. May we love one another
as you have loved us.
When the differences in culture block our understanding of one another and obstruct the peace process, broaden our vision to discern the common ground. May we love one another
as you have loved us.
When the layers of resentment have turned into rock, dissolve them with the rain of your loving mercy. May we love one another. As those we have known and loved pass through the gate of death, have mercy on them and receive them into the joy of your eternal kingdom. May we love one another. As we acknowledge the beauty of loving even our enemies, we thank you for the extraordinary love you show us in Jesus. We bring before you those in our hearts and minds: Don Lemansky, Peter Giampa, Sylvia Brightwell, Chris Briglia, Stella Woodhouse, Anna Woodson, Diane Fuster, Art Sinclair, John Fryer. We bring before you our families and our friends, and all those we've named in our service bulletin. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ,
God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now I will invite you to share a symbol of that peace. The peace of the Lord is always with you, and also with you.
Thank you.
merciful God, accept all we offer you this day. Lead us to love you with all our heart, and to love all people with your perfect love. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Lord taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
for all people. Grant that strengthened by these holy gifts, we may show your love in our lives and know its fulfillment in your presence. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.